Hey everyone, what is up? My name is Tony McGeehee and you're listening to Emerging Entrepreneurs. I want to connect you to incredible stories and people that you may have never heard of. Each guest shares an inspiring story or advice to help the unbelievable become achievable on your journey to success. Now, are you ready to emerge? Welcome back to episode 32. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome home. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, we probably have the most impactful episode that we've had so far on this podcast. I am really excited to share it with you guys. I have Desiree, Mattia, and Diane from Talia's Legacy Children's Cancer Foundation on the podcast today. Now, you may remember Talia. She, back in 2013, 2012, she actually had over 1 million subscribers on her YouTube channel where she was a beauty blogger. She appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show and was even on the cover of CoverGirl magazine. I don't need you to subscribe to the podcast or go follow me on Instagram or Facebook. All I need you to do today is listen to this episode about Talia and Talia's Legacy Foundation. And please share the episode with someone once you finish listening to it. Please, this is a super important message that we need to get out there. Please go follow the links that I put in the show notes here in the description. Please go there, find out more about Talia's Legacy and how you can get involved and help out today. Thank you again so much. I'm excited to share this with you. Without further ado, let's jump right in. Welcome back to Emerging Entrepreneurs, everyone. Today, I have the distinct pleasure of being here with Mattia, Diane, and Desiree from Talia's Legacy, which is a children's cancer foundation that they started back in 2015 after Desiree's daughter and Mattia's sister, Talia, she passed away back in 2012, I believe it was. 2013, she passed away. If you guys might remember Talia, she actually was on the cover of CoverGirl magazine and was on Ellen DeGeneres' show one time, and that was back in 2012 and 2013. So you guys may remember that. I know it was a while ago, but without further ado, thank you guys so much for being here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. So, whichever one of you wants to start, just go ahead and talk about Talia's Legacy, the foundation that you guys started, kind of what your overall mission is with that, and yeah.
Okay. Hi, I'm Desiree Castellano. I'm Talia's mom, and sadly, yes, Talia passed away of childhood cancer when she was 13 years old. She was 7 when she got diagnosed, and sadly as well, her last year of her life, she developed a secondary cancer, leukemia. So Talia was fighting 2 forms of cancer during her last year of life. And she received so much chemotherapy to try to cure her through her first neuroblastoma, is what she was diagnosed the first time, that she ended up getting the secondary cancer. So after Talia passed, we decided to start a foundation in her memory, as well as to help other children with cancer like she had. And she wanted us to continue what she started. And one of our main programs is Glam Wars, which is the fight against childhood cancer using makeup. So it was Talia's wish one time, and it was granted that, and she wanted other children to feel how she felt when she had makeup on. So we went to a MAC counter at the Millennium Mall, and she brought 6 other kids with her. And the 6 kids got their own private makeup artist, and then they got makeup, and Talia took them to lunch. And Talia said that she felt amazing and inspired that she was able to help other kids like her feel amazing when they had makeup. So Glam Wars was started then. And we continue that program, and we go to different children's hospitals in the country, and we teach girls about makeup, and we give them a makeup bag, and it says Glam Wars on it. And her mantra was, makeup is my wig, because she didn't like wigs. She just didn't like them, and they were hot, and they itched, and she didn't feel herself. So when she had makeup on, it helped her to feel more empowered and embrace those features that she had. So Glam Wars is our major program, and we also have our pet walk, which, again, it was Talia's idea to have a pet walk. And Anna Palmer is where she passed away, and they allowed her dog to be with her, Bella, during her last 4 months there. And we traveled a lot to save her life in different clinical trials. We went to Philadelphia, New York, Gainesville for stem cell, and just different treatments everywhere we could. And they had pet therapy programs. So the pet therapy program was so important to Talia. Of course, she missed her doggy Bella, but the dogs gave her so much comfort and love and helped her with anxiety. And they really were, you know, amazing and helped her so much. So she said to me one day, let's have a pet walk. So again, this is another thing that she started. And this is our fourth pet walk. And we're excited about it. And it's getting bigger and bigger. So that's just a little bit about what we do and Tally's legacy. And I'm sure Mattia and Diane can tell a little bit more.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mattia Castellano. I'm Talia's sister. I'm the vice president of Talia's Legacy Children's Cancer Foundation. And we also have Diane here, who's a member of our board.
I'm Diane Dukestein. I'm a friend of the family. I became friends with Desi and Mattia because of a friendship that Talia forged with my daughter, Claire. My daughter, Claire, is 19 now, as Talia is in heaven. Talia had a YouTube channel that inspired many. Her videos are still watched by people all over the world. Makeup tutorials and a blog about life and hope and living. And when my daughter was young, she also played around on YouTube, and she was a fan of Talia's. And Talia at some point saw my daughter Claire's channel, and then one day by happenstance that we were both in MAC, Desiree and her daughter Talia, and me and my daughter Claire, and there was a squeal, oh my god, it's Talia Joy 18, Claire XOXO, and a big hug, and they recognized one another, and a friendship forged from that. They just hit it off, and gratefully Desiree trusted me to have Talia come and hang with our family, and Desiree and Mattia and I, we got to know one another. And Talia really had a way, and still does have a way, of bringing people together and forging friendships and networks of support. And the friendship that our daughter shared, that Claire and Talia shared, is an example, just one small example. There's billions of those, I believe, at this point. But a lot of creativity and comfort between the two of them, and a friendship that's forever now.
Mm-hmm. And they're both entrepreneurs. They both started their YouTube channels.
Yeah. It was just young, and the editing was good. I think in a way, because the way that they met, they were little kids, you know, on social media, so they had to be very discreet about where they lived. Neither one of them knew that the other one lived in Florida, let alone the discovery that they lived 10 minutes away from one another. Yeah. But I think part of the friendship that was they didn't meet each other through school. It was they met through something that was a coincidence that was maybe not a coincidence, and if that could be such a thing as maybe divine timing of they were supposed to meet or whatever. But there was like a sense of safety or autonomy between the two of them. I know that they shared a lot. They told each other's secrets, all those things. Mm-hmm. Where maybe to Claire, Talia wasn't, you know, that kid with cancer. That there's a girl's it was cancer at my school. They shared, as Mattia said, creating a YouTube channel, playing. Yeah. They played.
Yeah.
They played like little kids. They played. They ran around and played together.
Exactly.
So it was pretty cool. And now I play with Mattia, and we run around and play together, and we play at a pet walk, and we hope other people come and play with us. Play date.
One thing I wanted to mention also is that Talia's Legacy Children's Cancer Foundation, our mission is finding a cure for childhood cancer and bringing joy along the way. Because Tali would say, you know, it's great that we're trying to, you know, we do, and Tali's Legacy does, fundraise for clinical trials and research. But also, these kids need the time to just be kids and have some fun time in their life. And because most of it's, you know, in the hospital, in the clinic, getting blood, getting transfusions, going through chemo, going through radiation, surgeries. And so for us to bring some joy to them through the Glamours program, through the pet therapy program, so whatever we can do to help them just to break up the day and bring them some joy.
Yeah. So, wow, I have so many questions running through my head right now. First, just want to state how incredible it is what you guys do, and I can't imagine what you guys have gone through with losing a daughter and losing a sister and losing a friend. And so, sorry, getting emotional.
She still gives us strength. Yeah. So, how could we not tear up?
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, the things that Claire and Talia shared, they had kind of a confidant in one another. The things that Talia that stuck, her message still... It's still here. Yeah, it still tears us up. To have fun, to play, to be normal, to be creative, to be gutsy, to, you know, you don't have to be perfect, to have a pet walk.
Yeah, to have a pet walk. Yeah. You know, she loved all animals, not just dogs or cats. I mean, everything, you know, all kinds of animals. And, you know, animals loved her too, and again, that's why, you know, the pet walk is dear to our hearts, because it was Talia's idea to do this. And you know, who doesn't love their animals and their pets? You know, it's like they're really, they're part of the family. So it's just a good, it's a good feel good, but emotional time, and it's hard not to tear up. It is.
Yeah, for sure. So kind of talk about, we think, you know, as kids, we always look up to adults as role models, but talk about how much of a role model Talia was to you guys, because you talked about, you know, starting the pet walk and starting her YouTube channel and taking other kids to the Mac store and everything, you know, as a 13-year-old girl, you know, who's trying to battle for her life. You know, most 13-year-olds aren't thinking about other people. They're just thinking about, you know, am I going to be alive tomorrow? So talk about how much of a role model she was to you guys and how much she influenced you guys.
Well, Talia was a role model to us, but also, like, the whole world.
Yeah.
People from depression, people of all different ages. We still have 50-year-olds, 10-year-olds writing us every day on Facebook, Instagram, and sending in fan mail that Talia helped them. Talia used to help children who would message her and say, oh, I want to kill myself. And Talia would, you know, give them words of encouragement and say, no, you have to live your life. Like, I'm fighting. Your life is worth living and fighting for. And she used to help people through depression, and she still does, and that's what our foundation represents, is fighting, courage, just keep swimming. She loved that motto.
Yeah.
And we represent just confidence and just to keep going.
Yeah, she was, you know, Ellen said, oh, she's a wise old soul, and she was. where she got that from. It was a gift. I certainly didn't tell her what to say or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It just, that was Talia. What you saw on YouTube was her being real at home. But she was very wise. We would always, some of her older friends, which were my friends, became her friends. They didn't think that they were talking to a 13-year-old, and they would ask her advice.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, what is up with this thing? This is kind of, you know.
Let's ask Talia, because I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And she just had that confidence about her, and I think, you know, that she knew, I mean, towards the end of her life, she was told she had 4 months to a year to live. So she lived life, and I think she taught a lot of people, you know, stop worrying about the stuff that really doesn't matter and live your life and do things that you want to do. If you're in a job, she used to say to her, to my friends, do you like your job? Well, if they said, well, no, well, why are you doing it? You know, do something you love. So I think, you know, she encouraged so many people to start YouTube channels. And also, too, she wasn't selfish. She would always want someone to do better. She goes, I know you can do it. And she always told them to follow your dreams. You know, do what you love. Love yourself. And, yeah, it was just, she was just amazing. I guess she was a beautiful girl inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't even know when she was doing her YouTube video. She started in 2011 when, like, YouTube started to be, like, a big thing. And she got right in at the right time.
Yeah.
And she would be in her room. She locked a door and said, don't come in, I'm filming. And me and my mom would be like, what is she doing? We have no idea. And then we just saw these videos coming out. And she was editing everything by herself.
Yeah.
And then soon she wanted to monetize all her videos to start making money. So she became an entrepreneur in that way. She was contacting companies like, oh, I want to review your makeup. Can you send me this, 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 and this? We'd be getting packages left and right. Our house was filled with makeup.
Oh, my gosh.
She started making good money on YouTube. She was just an entrepreneur. She was in her hospital bed on her laptop.
Wow.
Making deals with companies.
Yeah. I have a picture.
The day she died.
Yeah. I have a picture. She was going for surgery. She has her laptop on her lap on the stretcher going into surgery.
Oh, my
God. I'm like, and they said, you have to get off now. She was probably making a deal. I don't know. It's like, yeah, that's what she was doing.
YouTube,
I mean,
was like her baby, like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loved, yeah, she loved YouTube.
She
that
loved
was her
YouTube.
Family.
Yeah, it was her family. And she did that to the day she died.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys know better than anyone, since you guys are family. You know, you were there for, you know, everybody saw all the good times, all the, you know, the YouTube videos, being on Ellen and everything like that. Talk about some of the tough days and how you all got through that together.
Well, there were a lot of tough days. I mean, how many times we heard, you know, she relapsed?
Mm-hmm.
How many times?
Four times.
Yeah.
How many times, you know, did we have to tell her, you have to have another surgery to remove the tumor? Those were some hard times.
She lost her hair 3 times.
Yeah.
And pretty soon she just got used to having a bald head. She loved it.
Yeah. I think she just embraced it, you know, and it really didn't define her. I mean, that was Talia. You saw Talia, and she was bald, and that was Talia. But, I mean, I think the hardest came when the last time they said that her cancer had spread to her bones, and she had developed a secondary cancer. That was hard, especially when, I mean, even at your age, I don't care how old you are, if the doctor tells you you have 4 months to a year to live, what is going through your mind? So what was going through her mind? I mean, it was tough. But she said, you know, she wasn't afraid to die. And she said, I've done what I had to do. Now I'm going to cry. She said, I came to do what I had to do. And I think that was to get the word out about childhood cancer. And I think she did an amazing job. And I always tell people that she had pretty big feet to fill. And we're just carrying on what she started. And we carry on her legacy to help other children. And I knew I wasn't going to be able to get through this without crying. But to answer your question, yes, there were some really hard times. But Talia made the best of it, and she lived each day to the fullest. I remember one time she called me. She goes, "Mom, I'm in a helicopter." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, Mattia and Leah and I were in a helicopter." I'm like, "What?" And they were downtown somewhere, I think on International Drive, and she saw a helicopter and she said, "Let's go." So anyways, that was Talia, you know. She just lived her each day to the fullest, and knowing, you know, it could be her last, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, with the foundation, did you know right away that you guys would start it? I know that you had said you guys were, at the beginning, you were kind of operating under another organization. So, kind of talk about that beginning, and did you guys always know that you were going to start the foundation, or how did that come about?
Well, you know, after you lose a child and a sister, and pretty much your world falls apart, and you're trying to pick up the pieces the best way you can, you don't think right away, "I'm going to start a foundation." You know, after the years went by, we just said, you know, we have to continue what Talia started. And that was to help other children and families with cancer. Because we know what it was like. And for Mattia and I, and we were just saying, we just can't sit by. We have to help other kids. And Talia would have wanted that. Mm-hmm. So that's when we, after the couple years, we said, "This is it. We're going to do it." And we did. And we've been in a 501c3 since April of 2015.
When we're out and about and talking about the pet law, talking about the foundation, and show this little picture, and someone says, "I know her." Yeah. Mm-hmm. It lifts me up. Yeah. I know her. I know who she is. I'm like, how? Yeah. And they'll tell us, you know, The Ellen Show, or I used to watch her videos all the time. Oh, I think the best one was wearing a Talia shirt. It had an image of Talia's.
It had her face on
my T-shirt, and I was in a 7-Eleven, and these college-age boys. I said, point of like, "I know her." Like. It's like, that's my sister. I watch her videos with my little sister. And I saw these 19-year-old boys who wanted to give me a hug. I'm like, "I'm just a mom." Oh, yeah. Like, "Okay, hug." It's like, "Oh, Dalia." And that was, she brings people together still.
Yeah.
She still brings people together. Something she said on that one YouTube blog touch somebody, and they'll remember it, and they'll see her face, and she brings people together. I've made so many, well, the people with me, these
like
everyone, friends.
Everyone we know is through her, through Talia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I knew you through her. You, see, yeah. I mean, like, you're from Illinois.
Exactly.
Like, here you are, like, "Oh, I know her."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And, like, what a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The pleasure is all mine.
Yeah.
So that happens. I mean, I
mm-hmm. She knew, it's like she knew when she was here on Earth to people that she connected all of us together. And she's still doing that in heaven.
Yeah.
I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that people are in your lives for a reason. You meet people for a reason. And Talia's still connecting us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's a spiritual thing, but it's still, it's almost like a, I don't know the word for it, mm-hmm. but it's a divine thing that
there's divine she has, timing. There's the young woman in Minnesota who came to visit over over the summer, and she does some fan editing and positive. I'm talking about Claire. Yeah. She's from Minnesota, and she's a friend of our families now. That's one example.
Like the most loyal followers who make edits of her and post them on Facebook and Instagram. Oh,
they call themselves Talia.
They fly here. Okay, so my mom invites everybody to the house to stay and look at Talia's room. So I would say how many people have been in our house? Probably like 300 of Talia's fans have been in here and viewed her room, and just because they feel such a connection, even though they might have never met her, but they feel such a connection to me and my mom still that they want to come and meet us and see her room.
Yeah. And I do get that a lot. It's like, and you see it on Facebook, you see it on Instagram or any social media or letters that they say, I didn't know I could love someone so much without ever having met them.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Talia was able to do. That she was so captivating, so real, so raw, and so just the way she carried herself, that people gravitated to her, and they fell in love with her.
Yeah.
And YouTube was a way for her to kind of cope and kind of like going to a psychologist, but she's talking to her fans and viewers through her YouTube channel, and it was her way to cope, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about legacy. What a perfect name for the foundation. I mean, 13 years on the earth and, you know, half the years that she lived later. You know, it's 6-7 years later now. And people still are watching her YouTube videos, has a loyal fan base still to this day. And I can't think of any more scenario that describes legacy more than that, and you know, it just is a real testament to who she was, and you know, that she went out there. And you know, if you guys follow any entrepreneurs and everything now, you know, it's all about following your passion and everything like that, and waking up every day like it's your last and everything like that. And you know, Talia was literally the exact embodiment of that. And so just I can't think of a better name for the foundation, and the work that you guys do is so incredible.
Thank you.
I'm really, really fortunate and blessed to have been able to have and come and meet you guys. And you know, now I already know I'm going to be a part of the foundation in some way from here on the future. My girlfriend, she so I know you guys probably know what Nightthon is at UCF and everything. And so she was a team captain for that last year. And so she got to go to Arnold Palmer and visit there and everything. And she just got so connected to that. And so I know once I tell her about this, she's going to be so on board, and me and her are going to definitely get involved however we can. Yeah. So
Desiree, yes. Talia can see her YouTube plaque if you want.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, she has one of the plaques.
1 million subscribers.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just have a couple more questions, but you know, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you guys inviting me here today and sharing Talia's story with me and with my audience. I really appreciate it. And then do you ever feel like, you know, it's like holding on or anything like that?
Oh, no. No, we don't feel that at all.
Okay.
No, you can't. Holding on, I mean, yeah, you do want to hold on.
Yeah.
You don't want your child to ever be forgotten. We have, in September, we have Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, where we turn Lake Eola Gold, the fountain. We have an event out there at Dr. Phillips Center goes gold, and we have Orlando Eye. We have an event out there, and the Orlando Eye goes gold. And we also have what's called the Beacon in Lake Nona. And on that beacon is projected, and it's not all the children, it's just the ones who grant us the permission to put their name up there, but their names of the children who passed away from childhood cancer. And I believe you don't want your child to ever be forgotten.
Yeah.
And there are so many names up on that beacon. But for us, it's not about it's time to move on, because other children are dying. There are 7 children die a day from cancer.
Yeah.
So they don't have the time to wait. And so we do, again, fundraise for clinical trials and research, but we also, as a foundation, we go to Washington and help advocate for more funding for childhood cancer. But with moving on, I want Talia's legacy. She wanted to be remembered in 100 years as the bubbly girl who wanted to do something about childhood cancer. In 100 years or more, we want Talia's legacy, Children's Cancer Foundation, to continue. Hopefully there's a cure for childhood cancer. But we want this to continue on.
Yeah,
so no,
sure.
we don't feel that way.
So, just my last question for you guys with Talia's legacy, kind of where do you see the future of the foundation going? I know you guys have the pet walk and some other the makeup wars and everything like that. So do you see you guys expanding into more like events or initiatives that you guys do, or do you see growing the ones that you do now?
So we have Glam Wars Up North being started by a makeup artist. So we're going to do like different avenues within the country. So like we'll have like a Northeast Glam Wars with just someone who knows us, who's a makeup artist who can dedicate that instead of us always traveling to different regions of the country. So we have like designated someone in California who can cover the West and then someone in New York, so that we could be putting on the Glam Wars throughout the year without us having to travel everywhere. And just because right now we try to do 2 outside of the state a year, but if we could have somebody in every other state or something that can cover that region, that's what we want. And then our pet walk we're going to do every year. Hopefully
sure.
Make it bigger, and hopefully it becomes like 10,000 people will come.
Yeah. And we are...
It's growing.
Yeah. We are all volunteers. We don't have paid salaries. And it's hard to find, people to help us. So we're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
For the pet walk, of course, we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for vendors, walkers. Get the word out about our pet walk, which is March 9th at Blue Jacket Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're going to have lots of vendors out there and lots of fun activities. We have
live music. We have
live
Mr.
music.
Richard, who's a children's music performer, and he'll bring his fans. They'll come along. So there's live music, and he sings Peach Moosh, and we'll dance. And there's
and we have a pet costume contest, and we have a contest who could find the most gold coins, and who could find the leprechaun, and just a lot of fun activities for the adults and for the pets. We have doggy pools and obstacle courses, so we really need to get the word out. But yes, always looking for volunteers to help our foundation grow. We would love to expand, like Mattia said, our Glam Wars throughout the country, because we can't possibly get to every children's hospital that we would like. And these children, desperately want more activities, and again, Glam Wars helps that as well. But getting, making the pet walk bigger so we can continue our programs. And we need more help to make this, our event, bigger and continue our programs.
Yeah. For sure. Well, I know that I'll definitely be out there now. I'm pretty sure I'm free that day, so I'll be out there. Try to get some of my friends out there with me. Definitely get my girlfriend out if I can. Just want to say thank you guys so much again for coming on the podcast and sharing, you know, Talia's story and everything with the foundation. I really appreciate it. Thank you for inviting me into your home to do the interview. I really appreciate it. And any last words that you guys have?
Do you want to see Talia's room?
That's pretty cool.
Of course.
Let's give the links.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So the pet walk, you can register for $20. Pre-register at Talia's Legacy Pet Walk for Childhood Cancer .eventbrite.com. And our website is taliaslegacy.org, where we also take donations for clinical trials and research and for our Glam Wars program. And the money for our Glam Wars program goes towards buying makeup for the children, makeup bags, sponges for the makeup, brushes. So thank you guys.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys so much. Guys, I will put the links for everything down in the description. If you want to get involved, definitely go check it out. Definitely. Thank you guys so much again. And guys, we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you so much for making it this far in the episode. I'm sure that that episode impacted you as much as it impacted me. What an incredible story of Talia, and what a great thing that the foundation is doing to help cure childhood cancer. I do just want to add one thing. I know that Mattia mentioned in the episode that Talia makes money still on the YouTube videos. All that money that is made on those YouTube videos is donated directly to a children's hospital in Philadelphia for cancer research. So just wanted to add that. Thank you guys again so much. Please follow the links in the description of this show to get involved and learn more about Talia's legacy and the foundation and getting involved with the pet walk that they talked about and everything like that. If you're in the Orlando area, seriously get involved with that on March 9th. It'll be such a great opportunity. I know that I'm going to love being out there. It's going to be a great time. So come find me out there. We'll get involved for a really good cause. Thank you again so much for tuning in to this episode of Emerging Entrepreneurs. Now, it's your time to emerge.